On behalf of the Bishop Conference of South Sudan and Sudan, we are ready to receive the Holy Father in Juba, South Sudan. We hope that his coming will be enriching us all as a church, but also as a nation.
That's Archbishop Stephen Ameyu Martin Muller, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Juba and head of the Roman Catholic Church in South Sudan, addressing reporters in Juba today after emerging from a preparatory meeting for the visit of Pope Francis, Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshields. Archbishop Ameyu describes the papal visit on 3rd February through 5th as an ecumenical pilgrimage for peace, adding that South Sudanese have high expectations. Ameyu says many believe the visit will encourage the country's leaders to fully implement the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement and are looking forward to the prayer services.
We have tried to divide the committees concerned in regard to the arrival and the ecumenical prayers that will be held at the John Gerang's mausoleum, and then with different churches in Qatar and in All Saints Cathedral and in the Presbyterian Church. All these locations have been secured, and many of our committees have visited these places, and so those places are ready for the Holy Father.
Archbishop Ameyu says he believes the Pope's long-awaited visit will enable South Sudanese from all walks of life to work towards restoring peace across the country.
This is a kind of an opportunity for us to get our minds together and to bring the people of South Sudan for peace, reconciliation, and love of one another. I think the Holy Father's coming will enrich us in what I mentioned, and we pray that his visit will be successful.
On April 11, 2019, Pope Francis kissed the feet of South Sudan President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar during a two-day spiritual retreat at the Vatican, calling the event a pilgrimage for peace, and urged the former rivals to put aside their differences and implement the peace deal. Speaking at today's news conference, Bishop Stephen Nyodo Ador Majuok of Malakal Diocese, who is Archbishop Ameyu's deputy, called on the South Sudanese people to embrace peace as they prepare to receive the Pope.
We also call this juncture, call upon our people, the people of God in South Sudan, to prepare themselves spiritually to receive the Holy Father, and also to work hard so that this visit of the Holy Father, together with the moderator of the Presbyterian Church and the Archbishop of Canterbury, may be a point of transformation in our country, a point also coming together as people of God to see to it that things change in our life as a spiritual being, and to work toward the reconciliation, toward the unity, and most of all toward peace.
Bishop Nyodo called on all South Sudanese to embrace the papal visit. He says the Catholic faithful are expected to come for pilgrimage from Rumbek, Tombura, Malakal, Bor, Torit, and Yei. Ameyu says preparations have been made to transport up to 2,000 internally displaced persons from Bor, Malakal, Wau, Bentiu, and Tombura to meet with Pope Francis in the South Sudanese capital. The Pope is also expected to meet with children and people living with disabilities. Francis was initially scheduled to visit South Sudan in July last year, but the Vatican announced the visit was cancelled because of the Pope's knee problems. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.